Corey Stewart is the chairman at large for Prince William County and a former Trump campaign official in Virginia. Now he's making a bid for the Republican nomination for governor against three other opponents. He joins WFIR reporter and anchor Gene Moreno and I this morning on the phone. Corey, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking time out to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Now, Corey, I have to ask you here as we get started, a couple of things. Are you still solidly, Corey, in the Trump camp despite some of the early apparent missteps in the administration? And what's your take on the situation now with General Flynn and his resignation as National Security Advisor?
Well, I'm still very loyal. I'm very, very loyal to President Trump. I think he's going to be a great president. I think he already has. Now, it's natural for any administration in the first couple of weeks to make some mistakes, and certainly, you know, they've made a couple, but nothing egregious. And I think that the situation with Flynn is it's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, these things do happen.
Corey, good morning. This is Gene Moreno. Do you think, just one more question regarding General Flynn, do you think there should be any further investigations, congressional investigations, as to, you know, what he talked to the Russians about and when he told the administration?
No, absolutely not. Look, there are, you know, some Republicans and a lot of Democrats who really hate Donald Trump, President Trump. They want to do anything they can do to foul things up, and that's why they're doing this. And by the way, it's just unpatriotic what these losers are trying to do to President Trump. They're, you know, everybody should want the administration to succeed. They should want things to go smoothly. Clearly, there's no criminal intent or any unlawful intent at all. They should just drop it.
Okay, we're talking with Corey Stewart, Republican contender for the nomination for governor. I wanted to ask you about, you talk about a lot on your website, Corey, about taking Virginia back from the establishment and the political elites in Richmond. Do you put the leading contender for the nomination, Ed Gillespie, in that category, Corey? And if so, why?
Well, he certainly is. I mean, he's been a Washington insider for 30 years. We've called him a Washington lobbyist for 30 years. He has, he detested, you know, establishment Ed, as we call him appropriately, was against Donald Trump. He did nothing for Donald Trump, even after Trump got the nomination. He was the first person to jump on and criticize Donald Trump and say some very nasty things about Trump after the Access Hollywood scandal. And even today, he distances himself from President Trump. Trump is trying to protect our country. He put together a very reasonable policy on prohibiting refugees from six failed states and a terrorist-sponsored country like Iran. And even now, Ed Gillespie won't support the administration, won't embrace those policies.
We'll talk with Corey Stewart, chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors and Republican candidate for governor for the nomination. I wanted to ask you, you talk a lot on your online program, Corey, about standing with blue-collar workers and with veterans and with law enforcement officers, fighting illegal immigration, creating a better business climate. Did your time as a Trump campaign official in Virginia, Corey, help shape your platform, or is this who you are?
This is who I am. In fact, last night I had about 300 to 400 protesters show up at my board meeting again because I'm working with the Trump administration to deport illegal aliens. I like to say I was Trump before Trump was Trump, and that's partly because in 2007, I led the nation's toughest crackdown on illegal immigration anywhere in America. So far, we have handed more than 7,500 criminal illegal aliens over to ICE for deportation, and I want to get them out. I want to get them out. I'm not apologetic about that at all. And, you know, I govern a county that's almost 500,000 people. It's 54% minority. People still elect me. They've elected me four times here, even though it's a blue-leaning district, because they want common sense policies. And now we're going to be working with an administration, and we're going to be combing through, finding these 7,500 criminals, finding them, and deporting them. And people are upset with that, but that's just too darn bad because these folks need to be removed because they're dangerous.
I wanted to ask you, if you are elected, Corey, if you receive the nomination and are elected governor in November, are you prepared to do these things you did in Prince William County on a statewide level? And do you think do you think there would be legal challenges to these moves? And do you think the law is there that would enable you to do these deportations?
Absolutely. All across Virginia. There is no reason why somebody who is in this country illegally should not be deported, period. Not only that, but especially what we've done in Prince William County is to identify and focus in on those criminals. If you have 7,500 criminals, illegal aliens in Prince William County alone, imagine how many there are around the state, in Harrisonburg and Southside, Virginia, around in Hampton Roads. We've got a lot of criminal illegal aliens. The policy that we put in place is according to federal law. We can do it. It was challenged in federal court in 2007. It withstood that challenge. And I know that we can do the same thing and work with jails, sheriff's offices, and police departments across the Commonwealth. We've been doing that successfully for 10 years in Prince William County. We can do it here. We can do it anywhere.
It's 8:51 now at WFIR. We're chatting with Corey Stewart. Corey is one of four candidates who will compete in a June 13th Republican primary for governor. Winner will face off against Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam or former Congressman Tom Perriello come November. Now, Corey, we have asked the other candidates for governor, where do you stand on the two natural gas pipelines proposed for southwestern and central Virginia, where we are, MVP and ACP? And if you support them, how should eminent domain be used, Corey, if people don't want to grant easements for that pipeline?
Well, look, in general, I support the infrastructure necessary to exploit Virginia's natural resources. However, I've had a lot of run-ins over the past 10 years governing this county with Dominion Virginia Power. They're an arrogant corporation. I've seen how they've just run over people's property rights, both with the placement of pipelines and with power lines. Virtually every politician, and I mean that, I'm not even exaggerating, virtually every politician in Richmond, in the General Assembly, is in the pockets of Dominion. Just yesterday, some legislation which we were supporting, which we opposed, which would have prohibited Dominion from just placing a power station or a substation, rather, anywhere it wanted, which now will allow them to do that, is moving forward, and that's because Dominion is so arrogant, it's so powerful, and they really don't care about Virginian property rights.
So when it comes to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which Dominion is a partner on, Corey, would you say you're wary of the proposal or against it?
I definitely am, because I'm very wary about – they should be working with cooperative landowners. And sometimes, of course, eminent domain has to be used, but – look, the General Assembly has ceded the power of eminent domain, very, very powerful weapon, power that the state has, and they've ceded that over to a private corporation, and that's what I don't like. I'm not against the pipeline per se. I'm just against Dominion's use of eminent domain in a very arrogant way in Virginia.
We're talking with Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor. I'm Gene Moran, along with Joey Self. Just a couple of minutes left, Corey. I want to ask you about a few other issues that are on your agenda. How important are jobs, infrastructure improvements, workforce development? How important are some of those issues to you?
Well, it's the most important issue. And in Prince William County, what I've been able to do is make this county number one in job growth and number three in the United States. And this is how we did it, and this is what I want to do in Virginia. You know, we have one of the highest income tax rates in the region. We're stuck at 5.75%. Meanwhile, North Carolina, just to our south, has dropped their income tax from 7.75% to 5.49%, and they're dropping it further. And businesses get the message, and that's why we're losing tens of thousands of jobs, 60,000 jobs in the last 6 years alone to North Carolina and to other surrounding states, because they have better income tax policies, and not just for businesses, but especially for small businesses, I might add, but for individuals as well. And so we don't even know how many jobs we've lost, jobs that weren't created, jobs that never even came to Virginia, because we have an anti-business climate. And the General Assembly is doing nothing. I know how to get through a lot of that red tape, appeal directly to the people. And we're going to be focusing under a Stewart administration on dropping the income tax and getting off the back of business.
Okay, and just to kind of wrap up here, You've got some ground to make up on Ed Gillespie, according to the polls. How do you do that, Corey, before June 13th?
Well, look, if you look at any of the polls, there's the vast majority of people are undecided. They're not even paying attention. They're going to start paying attention. The problem with that Ed has is that because he ran for 2014 and lost for U.S. Senate, he's got high name recognition around the state. But the problem he has is that even though people know who he is, they're not voting for him. He's somewhere around 24% to 30% in all the polls. He's not moving anywhere. When people start paying attention and they find out who the other candidates are, we're going to start coming up. And we've got a very aggressive campaign, very well-financed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one with a record. I'm the only one who's been able to govern a very large jurisdiction, cut taxes, crack down on illegal immigration, and create jobs. And that's the message that's going to resonate.
Okay, Corey, we're going to have to leave it there. GOP gubernatorial candidate Corey Stewart, thanks for joining us this morning on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. Have a good day.
Thank you.